Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. This morning, I have a special guest, and I would like to know, Shelly, can you hear me? Hello? Hello? Good morning, everyone. We have a special guest this morning, and I am here on, this is Coach Chanel Budd, and I am here to present to you a special guest, Shelly Machetic. Today she is going to be presenting. Good morning, Shelly, can you hear me?
I can. Can you hear me now?
Yes, perfect. Yes,
oh, yes. Wonderful.
Well, welcome. I wanted to welcome you on this morning. I'm excited to have you here as a special guest. And so I'm going to go ahead and let you have take over the show.
Well, thank you very much. You let me, let's take over. Where are we going to start?
Okay, so basically today, what topic are you going to be discussing, because I did look at your bio, and I am very interested in, there were two that I was really interested in, the one on loving yourself without needing a man, without a man.
Yes, yes.
So this is one that I was really intrigued with.
Yes.
So if you would like to start there, but introduce yourself, who you are. You know, and the books that you have and everything, and your platform for me.
Yes. Again, my name is Shelly Machet, and I'm so excited to be here today. And just a quick little background, I am a certified life purpose coach, and many people are like always ask, well, what's the difference between a life purpose coach and a certified life coach? And pretty much we run in the same class with one another, but being a certified life purpose coach, we kind of hone in a little bit on exactly what it is that you feel that you were created for and why it is that you're here. So many people, we go through life and we really stick by our titles, you know, of being a parent, a spouse, an employee, you know, a CEO, and we actually work in these titles without even understanding what it is that we're here for. And so being a life purpose coach, we hone in on that and we go back and find out a little more about yourself. What are some of the things that brought you joy when you were small? Because as we get older, a lot of times we end up pushing those things to the side because we have to take care of responsibility. And we no longer are able to really understand just the pure joy of what it is that we just enjoy in life. So yes, that is who I am. I am also an author. I love to speak life into women. I am a women's change agent, and I believe that we as women, we take on so many different roles in our lives that, once again, we forget about who we are. So I love to be able to challenge women just to grab back who they are and to be able to really own every part of them, whether those parts are fragile, whether you're the mean girl, whether you are the person who doesn't know how to say no. Let's find out who we are, and then let's change those areas in our lives.
That's good. And that's what I represent as well. And so I'm glad to have you, because that is just more, you know, more confirmation that we need more of us out here. You know, one person can't touch everybody. And so that's why I am grateful to have you, because in the state that you're in, what state are you in?
I'm in California.
Okay, so even in California, you know, that's huge. And so I'm hoping that the listeners and guests that come on, you know, and those who will hear the replays, because this is also going to, this is on Spotify, iTunes, and everything else as well. So even in the future, people will be able to get this information. And hopefully you'll be blessed to be able to get other people who need to hear this. Another thing that I like too, as far as the five keys to success.
Yes. Yes.
That was
there are five things that we can always do so that we could position ourselves not only for career success, but so that you can position yourself for success. If you don't have five key principles, you're unable to walk in pure, real success. And that's just across the board in life, as far as being able to love you, to love those around you, to be able to have a successful mental clarity. So, yes, there are five things that you can do to put you into that position. And I'd love to chat about either one of those, being able to love yourself outside of a man, being able to be successful with five key principles.
Okay, so let's start with the first one that I had mentioned, and then we can roll into the next, because they do go in sync with one another.
Yes, they do. They go hand in hand, and some of them actually kind of overlap a little bit. But yes, being able, it's so important for us as women to be able to love ourselves without relationships. A lot of times we get caught up into that, oh, you know, I have a boyfriend, I have a husband. We end up putting things that we enjoy on the back burner, because a lot of times we gravitate to things that they enjoy. And there's nothing wrong with us being able to enjoy those things together. But what happens a lot of times as women is we begin to lose ourselves in those things. And so we begin to falsely feel as though we can't be happy just being single. Just being by ourselves. A relationship does not give pure happiness. A relationship is supposed to accent what's already in you. You're supposed to be able to bring something to the table, and that is your whole self. And so there are six things that we can do as women that will give us pure happiness, and you don't need a man in order to have those things. And so if you're able to take on these six things, then when a man does come into your life, if a man comes into your life, then you'll be able to be whole, you'll be able to be free, and you'll be able to give your heart without any extra baggage or looking for him to be the one to bring your happiness to you.
That's good.
And one of those, yeah, you know, we have to be able to have that. One of those things, and it's one of the things that I struggled with, but when I learned how to be able to do this, I actually became a freer person. And one of those things is give yourself compliments. We sit around sometimes getting pretty, wanting compliments from somebody else. Compliment yourself. I used to have a hard time accepting compliments from men, but I had a hard time accepting compliments from men because I had a very shaky relationship and mentality when it came to men due to some of my past experiences. So when a man would give me a compliment, it would be like, you know, well, what do you want? Well, why are you complimenting me? And that wasn't the case all of the time. Yes, sometimes you wanted my number or whatever, but sometimes someone just saw me and wanted to say, hey, you look nice today. But I had to go back and I had to give myself compliments so that I could learn how to receive them. I can accept a compliment from a man. I can decide not to accept a compliment. You know, I can thank you and keep moving. I can thank you and stand and see if you want, if, you know, there's something else that you would like to ask me. But I don't need your compliment in order to make myself feel wonderful about me. When I decide to color my hair, give myself a compliment. Girl, that color looks good on you.
Mm-hmm.
Girl, your eyelashes are popping this morning. When we learn how to affirm ourselves, to give ourselves compliments, then we put ourselves in a position of happiness, self-esteem, and we don't have to depend on anybody else to do that for us.
That is good.
And it's the truth, because, like, even with myself, you know, that's what I try to do a lot. I encourage myself daily,
mm-hmm.
you know, and speak those affirmations over myself as well. But, again, like you said, you know, it takes time. It takes practice
yes.
to be able to get there,
mm-hmm.
you know, but the acknowledging it is the number one thing, and that's good.
Yes.
That's
and even more than affirmations, when I say give yourself a compliment, I mean look at yourself and give yourself a compliment. And, again, I say that because at one point I couldn't look at myself and find anything pretty about myself. And so I had
mm-hmm.
to stand there and go, what is it about me? And, you know, I could say things to myself like, oh, you're smart, you're this, you're that. But everyone likes to feel beautiful. And I couldn't find anything about me that felt beautiful. So I had to learn how to look for things to compliment myself. And what I found is that I loved my smile. So, girl, I was cheesing. I was cheesing all day. I was like, oh, look at this. Look at this smile. Girl, look at that pretty smile.
mm-hmm.
Because
That's
I needed
good.
To be able, I needed to be able to look at myself and see the beauty in myself. So whether you thought that I was pretty or you didn't think that I was pretty, that didn't sway me, because I was able to look at myself and find the pretty in me. So it was more than just affirmations. It was literally being able to compliment myself. And sometimes
mm-hmm.
we have to do that. Sometimes we just have to look at ourselves and say, girl, you got some pretty brown eyes. Girl, you got some pretty
mm-hmm.
blue eyes. And look at yourself and say, that's a wonderful woman looking back at me. She's smart, she's passionate, and she has great eyelashes.
I
so
love
compliment
it.
You, compliment yourself. It's like, you've been working out hard. Go ahead and do a twist in the mirror and be like, girl, that dress is bad on you. And you'll never have to sit back and feel that from somebody else. It's great for other people to notice your attributes, how wonderful you are. It's even greater for you to be able to recognize them and notice them. And that's physically too. It's okay for you to be physically, you know, happy about what you look like, how pretty your lips are, how nice your hair flows today. That's fine. We need to be able to love ourselves in every aspect, all of it. And so then you need, sometimes, take yourself out. Stop waiting to go out with a man. Stop waiting for a man to invite you out. Invite yourself out. Take yourself to the movies. And then get yourself some extra butter on your popcorn. Treat yourself. We have to learn how to treat us. It's okay.
Yes.
Who says that you have to have someone else on your shoulders to enjoy yourself? Take yourself out. Take yourself to a restaurant. Take yourself for a walk on the beach. We all love company. Yes, there's nothing wrong with that. But you shouldn't be waiting for company in order to enjoy yourself.
Good.
Love you. Go out and make yourself, you know, a fancy dinner that you haven't had time to make before. Figure out how to make that new dish that you really love and take a Saturday night, pour yourself a nice glass of wine and enjoy a wonderful dish and pop your favorite movie in. We have to learn that we are enough and we don't have to sit with other people in order to enjoy our own company. It's wonderful to be surrounded by friends. It's wonderful to be able to have someone to take you out and dote on you, but we cannot let that be how we gauge our enjoyment in life or how we feel about who we are. Take yourself out. You will find that you can have a great time with just you.
It's amazing, and it's true.
And isn't it
and
wonderful
true.
That you have an opportunity to get to know yourself?
Yes,
when
and
you
it's so
take
funny.
Yourself, yes. When you spend time by yourself, you have an opportunity to find out, do I really enjoy writing? Maybe I don't really enjoy writing. Do I really enjoy going to the beach? Now when you get into a relationship, you're not faking the funk. When he says, hey, let's go to the beach, you'll say, hey, that's not what I want. And that takes me into my third point of being able to be happy outside of a relationship. Know what you want. Be expressive about what you want. What gives you pure happiness? Find the pure happiness. Is your pure happy when you're cooking and discovering a new sauce? Is your pure happy just sitting down and listening to jazz music? Is your pure happy being able to go to the library and engulf yourself in books? Where is your pure happiness at? When you find your pure happiness, you won't look for other people to bring that out of you. No one is responsible for your happy but you. But if you don't know you're happy, if you haven't been able to discover you're happy, then how will you ever be able to find that happy place? Life is filled with ups, downs, negativities, frustrations. We need to be able to pull out of life and find our pure happy. And when you find that, you'll be able to go to that place without someone being in your life. You don't need a man in your life to find pure happiness, pure joy. And if you wait on a relationship to have that, you will forever be striving to get that feeling that's really falsified, because you put it in a person, which means that when that person takes it from you, then you no longer know where your happiness is. That's a falsified happiness. Where's your pure happiness? So we definitely have to be able to know and find that. And when we do, we'll be able to walk in that no matter what. The fourth is one of the greatest things that I love, because it's a harder thing to do. But once you find it, then you really will be able to see a better you, have a more peaceful you, and understand who you are. And that's to be honest about your flaws. People don't really understand, but that is a key to true happiness. Being honest about the frailties, being honest about the flaws in my life will not only teach me about myself, but it will take me back to number three, being able to find my pure happiness. Be honest about the things that you have to work on. See, I had to be honest and say, you don't know how to accept the compliment. I had to be honest and figure out, what's the problem here? Where's the flaw here? And when I found that flaw, number one, nobody was able to push on it and use it against me, because I was able to say, yes, that is a flaw in my life that I have to work on now. Thank you so much. I can be even freer now. Or I was able to say, no, that's not where I am anymore. I used to be there, so you can't touch and bruise that. When we're able to confront our flaws, when we're able to confront the frailties in our lives, they no longer have power over us anymore.
Yes.
So for me, again, it was me being able to come to terms with my self-esteem and to be able to pinpoint where was it that I was having that issue. And I was having that issue because I had an absentee parent in my life. And so I had spent my time trying to find that relationship, that father-daughter relationship. And since I didn't have a very healthy outlook on what it looked like, I spent a lot of my time trying to find someone to tell me that I'm pretty, tell me that you like me, tell me that you see my worth. And that was a flaw. And so it caused me to fall into relationships that weren't relationships of value. But it wasn't until I was able to sit back and say, hey, this is a fragile area right here. What's going on in your life right here? Why are you having trust issues over here? But when I was able to identify that, I was able to go, ah, let's go back now and let's fill that void. What does it take to fill that void? Find something about you that you love. Find your pure happiness. This part of your life
that part is over and you're never going to get it back. Which brings me to number five. You have to accept the things that you cannot change. And you have to be able to be okay with that part of the story in your life. We walk around and we shame ourselves for the story that created us and made us who we are. Every story in our life, we personally didn't create. I didn't create a story of being a child with an absentee father, but it's a part of my story. And when I was able to accept that, then it freed me from a lot of things. This is your story. It is what it is, and you cannot change it. And when you find the diamonds in there, you find the joy in there, and you find the joy within yourself, not the situation. The situation left me heartbroken. The acknowledgement and the acceptance of the situation left me free. I don't have to look for a relationship to validate me because now I've been able to accept that someone didn't validate me at a point in my life. And I was looking for that. But now I'm able to validate me, and that makes me free. And I don't need a relationship to attach to me to make me feel this way that I was looking to feel. I don't need that anymore because I can validate who I am. When we're able to validate who I am, that's how we become happy and joyful outside of another person. And then number six is to be able to replace hatred with love. Love the things that are around you. Love you. Love your family. Love your friends. Enjoy life. Enjoy the little things in life. Enjoy watching that sunset. Enjoy the drive into work. You may not enjoy your job, but take on and be able to extract the blessings from, but I have a job. Let me find enjoyment in the fact that I'm in a position that allows me to live a certain lifestyle, even if it's not the lifestyle that you're working towards. You're not homeless. Extract those things. Love some of the things that you really want to hate. When you're able to find some of the pearls in the dirt, then you're able to open your eyes and you're able to see a much greater part of life, which, again, puts you in a position of joy and happiness. And it's you not depending on someone else to bring you that. We spend a lot of time disliking things in our lives. Oh, I hate my job. Oh, I hate this traffic. Oh, I hate my hair today. What if we replaced some of those things and pulled out some of those? I don't really care for my job, but I really love the people that I work with. I don't really care for my hair today, but I'm so glad that I could swoop it up into a ponytail. When we take some of those things out, we change perspective, we put more joy within ourselves, and those are the things that we give out. And so those are the six things that you can do in your life that will keep you happy outside of a relationship. It'll keep you from looking for those things in someone else. You don't have to look for someone to compliment you when you compliment yourself. You don't have to look for somebody to take you out when you learn how to take yourself out. You don't have to look for someone to be your happiness when you can find and discover the happiness within yourself. You don't have to feel angry or ashamed, or people will not be able to pick on flaws and things like that when you understand the frailties yourself. No one can be able to use those things against you. And so when you're in a relationship and someone says, well, I think you're like this or I think you're like that, you can say, hey, I've dealt with those things in my life, and you can't use those things against me. You'll be able to love those things around you, and you'll also be able to accept the things that you cannot change. When you do these things, you're able to find who you are, value who you are, and these are things that you will never be able to find inside of a relationship. You can enjoy being single. You can enjoy being you. You can enjoy the things that you have to work on about yourself. No one is ever going to be perfect. We will all always have something that we're working on, but it's a whole lot better for me to be able to recognize those things, work on those things, accept those things, and love me, the people around me, while I'm walking through those things.
That's good. Very, very good and very detailed and practical.
We have to be able to see us before someone else sees us. A lot of times we put that on other people. We're looking for other people to do things to keep us happy. We're looking for marriage to make us happy. We're looking for children to make us happy. And we put that responsibility on other people, and none of that belongs to anyone else. None of it. Your kids cannot be the reason why you're happy. They must be a part of the joy that is in your life. Because if you make them the reason that you're happy, if you make them the reason why you live, what happens when they leave? And this is why I enjoy working with women as much as I do, because this is what happens to many of us that have had children, that have had relationships, long-term relationships. We end up wrapping ourselves into that relationship, into those children. I've been a mother for almost 25 years, so that's pretty much been a lot of what I know. When my oldest daughter graduated from high school, I still had another daughter in school, but she'll be graduating this year. Had I wrapped my everything in them without finding out who I was, then I would probably be a wreck right now. I had to learn how to make them a part of my happiness and a part of the joy that's in my life, but they could never be my happiness. They cannot replace the joy, the value, the peace, the love. They can't replace any of those things in me. And when I put that responsibility on them, I rob them from experiences that they're supposed to have in their life, because I put them in a position now to be concerned about the happiness in my life. And that's just unfair when we do that to other people.
This is very good. I mean, there are some key. I'm listening, and I'm listening, and I'm reflecting on my own life. And it's just, you know, it's very. This is very good, very good information. And you know, it's funny. My daughter will be 25. Well, my daughter is 25, and she's actually married. And so I only have one child. And, you know, I have a husband, but we're now separated. It'd be 6 months separated now. And so I do practice those things, and that's what keeps me, you know, being able to still love myself and to be able to still,
yes,
you know, live and not be in a dark place, because I do love myself. Yeah, so that's good. That's good.
Yes. And what I find a lot of times in my clients is that they're at that point where their children are getting older, or maybe they've gone through a divorce, or maybe they're separated, or maybe they're just unhappy in this job that they've been at the 15, 20 years, and now they're sitting back saying, I have no idea, Shelley, of who I am. I don't know what makes me happy. I don't know what my purpose is in life. I've spent 30 years doing this, or I've spent 20 years doing this, and I'm waking up every day and I'm unhappy. And this is what brings me joy, being able to sit down with a woman and help her discover who she is after 20 years, after 30 years. I, you know, there are clients that are 50 years old, and they're coming and they're sitting and they're saying, I need you. I need your help. I need you to help me figure out what was it that I was created to do. And to see the joy on their face when we can map out a plan, a purpose plan for them, and for them to be able to discover that, hey, I used to enjoy drawing. I haven't drawn in 10 years. And to see their faces light up, and to see them begin to shine all over again, because you've found a joy and a happiness and a purpose that you had buried for so many years, that is a beautiful thing.
Yes. Absolutely.
It is absolutely amazing, and it is absolutely imperative that we, and not only as women, but a lot of times we as women, we just take on so many different roles, and it almost seems natural to us to put ourselves on the back burner. I still do it. I still have to deliberately say, no, you need to go and have some time for you. No, it is okay for you to go out and get something extra for yourself. We a lot of times feel guilty for going out and buying a new bra.
Mm-hmm.
Something that we need.
Mm-hmm.
My daughter was so sweet to me last week. She went out to purchase an outfit for me for an event that we had to go to, and it was a shirt And it was a really nice shirt. And I looked at the price of the shirt, and I told her, I said, oh, no. Don't get this. You know, this is too much money. I'll just look for something else. And my daughter looked at me, and she said, no, we're going to get this. It's okay. I have it. I'm going to get this for you. And, you know, and even in that moment, I had to go, okay, thank you. Because I was going to, you know, try to talk her out of it. Oh, no, don't do that. Don't spend that money. My daughter was trying to treat me and love me. And, you know, and of course my value was not in clothes, but she's trying to show me, you know, my value and worth and, you know, and just give me that love. And even in that, I'm going, wait a minute. And I had to step back and say, stop, Shelly. Let your daughter show, you know, her love for you in this way right now. She wants to be able to do something for you. Let her do it for you. It's okay for you to accept. And sometimes we have to remind ourselves of that. It's okay for you to accept.
Mm-hmm.
We have a hard time sometimes because as women, we're so used to getting things done, doing things ourselves, making sure that this happened, that happened, making sure that everything flows. We don't take time to allow someone to take care of us, and we're just okay with it because we're always in the mode of taking care of. And we literally sometimes have to learn how to let someone just pamper you sometimes. And this is why it's so important that we practice those things, giving ourselves compliments, taking ourselves out, finding the pure happiness, you know, recognizing our flaws, being able to accept the things we can't change, and loving the things around us, replacing the things that we hate and finding the things that we can love in it. All of these things play a role in how we accept ourselves and how we look at ourselves and how we're able to go into a healthy relationship. Sometimes you are the one that isn't healthy enough to go into a relationship because you haven't walked through certain principles to be able to bring the best of you into a relationship, not the perfect you into a relationship because you'll never be perfect, but the best of you. We're always going to discover new things about ourselves when we're in a relationship because the relationship kind of sets up a mirror for us. And it, you know, and it brings forth some of those things that we didn't know about ourselves. And that's okay. We're always supposed to be able to grow in our relationships. But you can't look for a relationship to bring out things that you should already have worked on and cultivated yourself. You have to be able to bring the value of you into that relationship so that it could be a healthy one and a good one for the both of you.
Amazing. Thank you so much. Everything you said was just right on.
Thank you.
You're welcome. How can the audience obtain your book and information? I have your email here, but your books are sold through your website?
Yes, you can actually get my book, 70 Days of Happy, Life is Better When You Smile, which, again, is a journey. It's a 70-day journey of you being able to go through the book and be able to take back your own happiness, take back what we give away to people each and every day. Simple, practical things, and it's a two-minute read every day for you to be able to gravitate on to the things that bring you joy, bring you peace, even small things like smiling. You just don't know how much you being able to smile brings joy and peace and harmony back into your life. So, yes, you can get that on my site, which is shellymache.com, or you can actually go directly to Amazon and look up 70 Days of Happy, Life is Better When You Smile, or look up my name, Shelly Mache, and you will find my book there. And you can also reach me on social media, Facebook, as well as Instagram, under my name, Shelly Mache, or you can always contact me through my website.
Amazing. Thank you so much for being a wonderful, phenomenal woman.
Thank you so much.
Yes, you're welcome. What I'm going to do right now is I'm going to go ahead and just close us out with a prayer. And that's something that I do on this show, you know, for ourselves and also for our audience.
Yes.
At the end of each show. So I just wanted to say, Heavenly Father, thank you. Thank you for Shelley. Thank you for all the guests, the audiences, the listeners, Lord, and for this platform. I'm just coming today just thankful, Lord, at all that you're doing with us. And I ask that you continue to pour into us, Lord, everything that you need to pour into us so that we can be used as vessels to go out into this world and help change lives. Father God, I just ask that any needs, Lord Jesus, that we are in need of, that only you know of, Lord, that you provide us with those needs. Help us, Lord
Thank
Jesus,
you.
Everything that we need, strength, wisdom, understanding, courage, you know, bless our finances, Lord. This is all for the kingdom, Lord. So I'm just asking you, Lord Jesus, to just be with us, cover us, and keep us. And continue to just be our strength, Lord. Be our guide, direct our path. I ask that all obstacles, all stumbling blocks, Lord, that they be removed so that we can walk straight without stumbling over anything, Lord. Open the doors you would like to have open and shut the ones that you would like to have shut. We are okay with it because we know it is your will. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Mm-hmm. Amen. So anyone who, I have a caller on that just, let's see if there's anyone that would like to say anything. And if not, that's okay too. You can always look at the replays. We have replays of every episode. So you're welcome to come on in, listen to an episode. This will be actually available within like the next few minutes. And so, you know, just have a good Saturday and the rest of the week. And I will be in touch with you all soon. If you have any questions for Shelley, you can go to her website. It's also in the blog as well here on the show so that you can access her. And I just look forward to next week. We have two other guest speakers. So the rest of the Saturdays this month, we have some special women coming on as well. And so everyone be blessed.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.